Phil McDonald, Scott Bradfield. Again, we've got girls boys high school basketball coming up tonight with St. Joe at Portage Central. Coverage begins around 5:40. Yet coming up this morning, we've got Pet of the Week brought to you by Dominion Auto Group at 8:20. Friday with Bakes at 8:35. But until then, joined in studio by Lake Michigan Catholic football coach Toby Riley. It's been years, it seems like, since we talked last.
You didn't bring me in for the Pet of the Week, did you?
Well, as a matter of fact, you are our Pet of the Week.
Yeah, that's why I say that.
So many comments I can make right now. Yeah, right. I just met you, Toby.
Yeah,
so.
Right. No, it's just the haircut.
How you been?
I've been great, man. How about you?
Yeah, I'm doing all right.
Yeah, good.
Doing all right. Are you still living, breathing football, or do you take time off? I mean, as far as the mental approach to it.
No, yeah, November and December, you shut it down, and that first Monday after the kids get back from holiday break, it starts all over again. So, because we switched to 8-man for this year, Coach DeVore and I have been, scouring the video. It's kind of funny with making the switch to 8-man this year. He keeps saying, I need 9 guys on defense. And so he's going to petition that defense is 9, offense is 8. So, because every scenario that we come, I need one more guy. It's always I need one more guy.
Yeah.
So it's been interesting.
Well, if he's able to get that, I wonder if he's ever entertained being an agent. Because maybe I could use one.
If he can swing that, yeah, I'll send him your way for sure.
Please do.
You need an agent. Yeah. You do need one.
No, we'll tag team. I'll be your agent. I got your back, Phil.
You always do.
That's right. That's right.
And before we'll talk a little bit about the 8-man coming up in just a little bit. But you alerted to me that you're looking to start. You know, you've had middle school football, but you're looking to bring it to the lower levels now.
We just got it approved that. So we're going to be able to bring a rocket team to the elementary school. And right now it looks like it'll be fifth and sixth grade combined for rocket. And we're doing our best for this year to get a flag for the third and fourth graders.
Oh, okay.
And potentially all the way down to the second and third graders.
Okay.
So, we looked at our numbers were down last year, and we're like, well, boy, are we going to have enough to have a season? And we go from that to having football in second grade. I'd say we're going in the right direction.
Yeah. And that is important. If you have the possibility to start at the lower levels, not just middle school,
right?
But if you can start at the elementary, to get them interested, get them playing, and maybe hopefully wanting to stay with the program.
That's it. I was talking to the Colon coach at one of the coaching clinics earlier this year, and he was talking about his rocket program, and then they run a Veer offense, and he said we've run a Veer offense for 25 years here, and they start to learn the read option at 8 years old. And, they work technique. So they're doing the same thing from second grade all the way to, the varsity level. And, when they get into high school, it's just, there's not a whole lot of teaching at that point, because they've got most of what they need. Now it's fine-tuning the skills in that. And so it fires me up to think that, even if we don't, if we're not able for this year to get the flag stuff going, to have fifth and sixth graders playing football, and then getting into seventh and eighth grade and being able to expand things a little bit, again, teach them how to block, give them 2 or 3 plays at the rocket level, teach them how to block, teach them how to tackle, do everything from a safe teaching aspect, and then when they get up into the seventh and eighth grade level, pick things up a little bit, and then by the time they get to be a freshman, sophomore in high school, you're not spending as much time teaching as you are, fine tuning. So,
and this year, since you took over the job, but especially this year, it seemed like there was a lot more teaching than there was coaching. Because I can't tell you the amount of times you've told me, "Oh, this kid had never played the game before. He'd never touched a football before, and here he is coming out for varsity football."
Yeah. But on that note, that's good.
Yeah, it is.
Even though you've never played, to still be able to come out. And there's a buzz amongst the halls at LMC right now. I've heard rumors of you know, this kid is going to play this year, and this kid is going to play this year. We got a couple of seniors that are looking to play that haven't played in the past, you know. And I think back to Tanner Nutting and Connor Christensen, you know, Team 48 2 years ago. You know, they hadn't played Tanner had never played football. He played his senior year and loved it.
Yeah.
Went to U of M. He'd been playing basketball since he was 4 years old. Goes to U of M, makes the dean list as a, you know, his first semester. Wow. And tells his mom, yeah, I'm not playing IM basketball, I'm playing IM football.
Really?
And she just about fell out of her chair, you know. And that, but so to me, I'm like, that's fantastic, you know. So someone who had played basketball for 15 years of his life goes off to college and says, "No, I'm gonna hold off on that, but I'm gonna stick with the football because it was such a great experience for him."
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, you know, when I hear, you know, we get new kids, high schoolers, or, you know, kids who haven't played before, say, you know what, I'm gonna give that a shot my senior year.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. So yeah, that fires me up.
What kind of an undertaking is it to start a Rocket football program in the upper elementary level?
I'm a varsity coach, and I know nothing about Rocket. Let's start there. I know I want to get it going. I know how much it's going to cost me to buy equipment, and that's where we're at. So, you know, there's rules. There's weight variances that we've got to deal with. So, you know, you got to take baby steps. And I probably did it backwards. I probably should have learned the rules first and then went and said, okay, now that I know the rules, I need the money. Now that I got the money, we can buy the stuff. But I did it completely backwards. So, but that's all right. But we got a coach who's you know, willing to step into that role. You know, so with all the positive stuff that we got going on in LMC right now, and you'll hear a bunch of stuff here in the next couple of weeks, academic wise. I don't know. It's a good time to be at LMC right now.
That's awesome. Very good to hear. Yeah, that was going to be one of my next questions. Is are you looking for a coach? But it sounds like you've got something.
No, yeah, that's already taken care of.
So you're not totally going backwards.
Yeah.
I mean, at least you got the coach.
That was the start. That was the first process. Because I'm thinking, well, if I go to the money people and say, all right, I want to start Rocket football, the first question they're going to ask is, how much is it and do you have a coach?
Yeah.
Okay, well, the coach started before we even thought about the money. I'm like, all right, well, you know, you kind of go down your checklist. And so when they said, yeah, go ahead and let's get started, we hit the ground running. And it looks like there's a, I don't know, I'd say there's better than a 50-50 chance right now that I got almost upwards of 18 elementary kids.
Awesome.
Looking at it.
Awesome.
So we had a meeting last night, and I said, well, that's bigger than my high school team. You know, every year you contemplate retirement, right? And I'm like, well, now I got to wait till the fourth graders get through.
Right.
You know, every year you're like, I got to get these seniors through, and then I'll think about it. And now it's, I got to get these fourth graders through now.
Well, so good. That means you're there for a while.
we'll see.
You know, one of my favorite nights at St. Joe High School is when they have the little bitty bears out there, and then they go out there on the football field with all the different coaching, the coaches, because there's multiple different levels of coaches. And that's, I mean, it's when you see that, it's kind of like, it's like a no-brainer on ways to recruit and build that program, because, you know, those kids are learning at a young age to look up to these guys and like, someday I'm gonna be a Laker.
That's it. I had sent an email to our athletic committee who had been working on trying to get this happen. I said, you know, the two things that excite me the most out of this is seeing these kids in their brand new Laker gear and, you know, getting spotlighted at, you know, one of the varsity games this year. You know, let them walk on the team, you know, we'll build a tunnel for them and let them run through. And it's just, you know, to me that, again, I'm a bit of a, I don't know, an old school guy when a guy, you know, to me the pageantry of high school football and all that it encompasses is really what fires me up. And, you know, to see them little guys run out on the field, we'll put them in their gear, you know, that'll be, man, we will give them, I don't know, we'll give each of them, I don't know, four or five plays or something just to, you know, show what the future Laker Nation, you know, looks like.
Yeah.
We'll figure out how that, you know, again, those are all things that I'm, you know, once, now that we've got it, now I can not worry about it. But
have them go through the pregame warm-ups with the varsity team.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, like I said, it's going to be good stuff. And you know, maybe we can have some of those guys be the managers so they can come help during 2 days. And, you know, there's lots of, you know, lots of just Real positive stuff that comes from the little guys.
Awesome.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah. You stick around for a couple more minutes?
Sure.
All right. We'll have more with Lake Michigan Catholic coach Toby Riley. We continue on Morning Sports Beat on 106.1 and 1400 at WSJM Sports. Morning Sports Beat on 106.1 and 1400 at WSJM Sports. Phil McDonald, Scott Bradfield, Lake Michigan Catholic football coach Toby Riley is joining us here on Morning Sports Beat, talking about the Lakers bringing Rocket football to Lake Michigan Catholic, and hopefully, if not this year, the next, but hopefully this year, even flag football.
Yeah, that's like I said, that's the goal, and I hope we can achieve that.
Yeah, starting them off young.
Yeah, and I've always said, you know, once I retire, and there will come a point where I retire, and it's, but if I ever come back, because you have that itch, I'm going back to the Rocket. You know, I just imagine that is probably a blast.
Yeah,
coaching, you know, fourth and fifth grade young men.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be a blast.
That would be, yeah.
And but again, I'm not going to give it up yet.
And if you love the game of football, that's a great place to coach, because that's where you're teaching the game,
right?
And you're teaching the love of the game,
right? And there's no expectations.
Right, pressure levels.
Know, there's no stinking coaches show on Saturdays. Oh, wait, no. I like that. Let me rephrase that.
No, we're going to expand this now. As soon as you go over to the Rocket level, we're going to do the Rocket coaches show then.
Now, that's perfect.
That'll be from 7 until 8.
Yeah. All right, okay, yeah, that's cool. That's all right.
Yeah, it'll be earlier, and it'll be a Chuck E. Cheese, too.
Right, yeah. Live from the play field inside the Dairy Queen.
Yeah, there we go.
Good stuff going on at Lake Michigan Catholic with the bringing in of Rocket football and flag football, and now you and your coaching staff getting ready for 8-man football. Yep. So that's going to be a new thing for Lake Michigan Catholic this year.
But as I've said, as long as we've talked about this, it doesn't matter how many kids are on the field; you have to block and you have to tackle.
Mm-hmm.
If we can continue to teach that and preach that. Let the chips fall where they may, but it doesn't change just because you take three people away.
No, it doesn't.
So I'm excited. I mean, we get to bring the LMC Michigan Lutheran rivalry back again, you know, the Evil Empire. I've been debating, do I put the Darth Vader bobblehead or the George Steinbrenner bobblehead on my dashboard? So when it comes Michigan Lutheran week, you know, which one? So I guess that'd be the, I'm thinking of going Darth. I
mean, Darth, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe when we get there, we can make that our Morning Sports Beat question of the day.
Does
he put Darth Vader or George Steinbrenner up on his dashboard?
Right. But Evil Empire is Evil Empire, right? So
you get Jerry Jones one if you can't figure it out.
Right. Yeah. Nah. It's got to be Darth or George, one of the two. So, but no, I'm excited about, you know, again, that's always been a fun rivalry.
Yeah.
And, you know, the fact that we've, you know, for this year we've got a 7-team league, you know, that was all established early on. So, I mean, last year when we were going into the season, you know, we had, I can't remember, 3 or 4 games scheduled when we were getting almost into two-a-days.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's tough for the kids to get excited about going and playing. You know, I said all along, I felt bad for, you know, Will Latham and Christian Monconduit. Tavarier favorite, Jane Wilcox, you know, and those guys for their senior year, you know, it was there was some, I don't know, just some unrest at the mm-hmm. beginning of the season, you know, and I wish we could have sent them out with a better year, but you know, we're in for this year, and I told those kids last year, you know, that I still think that they were the most important team that's ever played at LMC football. You know, because they're, again, we were still standing at the end of the year.
Yes.
You know, we had a football team.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we didn't have a great record, but, you know, them young men learned a lot, overcome, you know, a boatload of adversity. And, you know, that set this year's team up to be successful.
Yeah.
So, you know, when I go through the, you know, the history books at LMC, Team 49 for me probably will be the one that kind of stays at the top.
Yeah, you mentioned those seniors, and I was messaging back and forth not too long ago with Christian Monconduit, and I think he had gotten an offer to play football in college, and he's weighing his options, whether he's going to go play football or just focus on academics. I think major in engineering, if I'm mm-hmm. not mistaken. So, I mean, there's a young man who's got some great possibilities.
Right.
And opportunities.
Yeah. And even with the tough senior year, you know. So again, that just kind of it shows how they fought through that adversity. And I mean, if he goes on to play football, that's, you know, that's awesome for him. What an awesome opportunity.
And you mentioned now the formation of the eight-man league.
Right.
That's going to be a fun league. And, you know, you're close-knit as far as a locale goes.
Yep.
And then, you know, a couple of non-conference games to throw in there.
Yep.
I think that's going to be a fun league.
Right. We start off with Tecontcha, who I believe made it to the semifinals last year.
Okay.
So, you know, last year we start out with Saginaw and Ovelle, the state runner-ups, and this year we start off with, you know, number four, and, you know, we've never played a down of eight-man football, so that ought to be interesting. But I don't know. I know Brett's going to ask, you know, what are you going to run? We're running power football, so... If he's listening, or when you talk to him, you let him know.
Yeah.
LMC's sticking with power football.
Absolutely. Yeah. No more Air Riley.
No, absolutely not. You know, if passing could be uninvented in football, I'd be smiling all the time. Right? That should be a penalty. Now that I think about it, that actually could and should be a penalty.
To pass the football.
Yes. The football was meant to hand to somebody and let them go run somebody over, in my opinion. I digress.
So how much work has it been for you so far, just trying to the mental part of the game, adjusting to getting ready for an eight-man schedule as opposed to 11-man?
Oh, that's a good question. And, you know, it's always in the back of your mind, you know, and it never, literally never goes away. You know, you'll go through your day and you're not thinking football, and all of a sudden it'll be, I got to get that stuff in huddle. I got to get that video done. And I kind of liken it to someone who's got a life-ending disease, you know, because you may have a good day and then all of a sudden you have a bad day. And for me, this year in particular, it's been, I've got to work harder. I got to work more. And it's interesting how that kind of creeps in. You know, you're talking to my wife, and, you know, we're talking about going on vacation and stuff. And her question is, well, how are you going to, you know, sneak football into that vacation? You know, because that's just, it's in the middle of June,
mm-hmm.
or it's towards the end of June. So, you know, you come out of that and you go totally shut it down for 2 weeks. And then, you know, you come back and 7-on-7 starts and your camps. And, you know, so we got to add the, you know, rocket camp and individual workouts. And so, I mean, it goes full blown when we get back from vacation. But I've probably put more time this year in maybe than ever. And one of the things I was just dreading was trying to create the offense in our computer program, if you so huddle, you know.
Oh, okay.
It's got a playmaker in that. So you put all your plays in the computer, and the kids get to see it and, you know, talk amongst themselves, you know, by looking at the plays. And I'm like, man, it's such a time-consuming thing. So I got onto this eight-man football group, and I asked the question. I said, hey, does anybody have, you know, plays already drawn up, you know, for this kind of offense that, you know, I don't have to reinvent the wheel? Some guy from Nebraska says, oh, coach, I got your back. And he sends me an entire defense, which we were planning on running, and my exact offense – in huddle, where all I had to do was hit a button and everything was done. So what would have taken me probably a month to do, it was an email, and I hit the button and away it went. So now we get to kind of, you know, fine tune it from, you know, into our jargon. So yeah. I'm like, man, what a. So in talking to these eight man coaches, you know, and I say the same thing. Well, this is my first year doing it. You know, how do you do this, and what do you do for here? And these eight-man coaches, and I've been talking to them, Nebraska, Oklahoma, Texas, Oregon, Kentucky, and they're just so willing to – nothing is hidden, you know. Anything I can do to help you, I will.
That's awesome.
And so I said, I'm just – once I, you know, learn a little bit into the eight-man world, I'm going to absolutely do the same thing. So if I can help somebody, you know, not have to – spend a month of their off season, you know, plugging and chugging in a computer to put plays in a computer. I'm absolutely willing to do that. But
I've never thought of that before, though. As a coach, you know, you see Matt Nagy with his placemat with all of his plays selections. Mm-hmm. You're going to the virtual world and looking for other coaches' opinions and advice from others to formulate your future of your program.
Every coach is a thief. Every football coach is, I mean, nothing is original. You might have a thought, but someone else has done it 18 different times in 18 different ways.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get coaches that can just sit and, you know, collaborate on you know, not holding it, well, somebody gave this to me, but I'm not going to give it to anybody else.
Right.
You know, that doesn't help the sport.
Right.
You know, so... again, if you can block better than the defense, you're going to do well. If you can tackle better than the offense, you're going to do well. You know, the X's and O's that come in between it almost mean nothing, you know, mm-hmm. but you have to have plays. You have to, you know, so the kids have to learn, you know, how to do this stuff. And people don't realize how much time, and I'll bet if you took a poll out of every high school football coach and say, what is the one thing that takes up most of your time? They're going to say the playbook. And putting it into Huddle or putting it into Playmate, whatever software program you're using for that, and it's a real drag. But this year it took me, I don't know, all of long enough to open an email and hit the go button, and you know, so I was pretty fired up.
2019's planned.
Yeah. That's it.
Jeez. I got the app,
honey. When are we going on vacation?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So you know, the offensive scheme that I got, I mean, even came with instruction video from the, you know, this team is in their gym. So here's how the play looks without people. Here's how the play looks. There's three videos. So here's how the play looks in the gym. Here's how it looks at practice. And here's what it looks like in the game. So, you know, we sit and digest that. And it's like, oh, well, if he does this, then we got to do this. And, you know, so that's Coach Vorda. That's what we've been spending most of our time on is watching video and trying to, you know, we don't want to start with bad habits. We had many of them, you know, that you learn out along the way. So mm-hmm. we've literally got a clean slate. So we said, let's start with good habits. You know, let's do the right thing this year instead of the easy thing. So that's like I said, that's what's been taking up our time.
Well, you are ready for vacation.
It's not until middle of June though. So, we've got kids lifting, LMC kids and Countryside kids. You know, we had 6 or 7 in the weight room yesterday, and that's better than we did last year. So, I look at it middle of February. You got, you know, 6, 5, 6, 7 kids up lifting weights and mm-hmm. going and watching video. We're that much farther down the road this year than we were last year.
That's awesome. Yeah. So 8-man football coming and Rocket football coming to you again. You said 4th and 5th graders?
5th and 6th graders for the Rocket. And then, depending on how much interest we get in, you know, you can't, again, we got a big 4th grade class right now, you know, so I don't know what the 3rd grade class looks like. And I never honestly thought I would be salivating, oh my gosh, we got to go look at those 4th graders, you know. It's hard enough for me to keep track of, you know, freshmen through seniors and peek in on the middle school from time to time. Now to say, well, boy, well, let's go look at what them, you know, 12 or 8-year-olds are doing, you know. So, but that's all right, we'll do it.
Good, that means he's gonna stick around for a while. That's what I want to hear.
Yeah, every year, it's the same question. Is this year you give it up, and then you look like 10 fourth graders? And so I was already looking, well, okay, when they're in high school, you know, just the, you know, we may have a JV program then, and you know, you got 17 kids playing football. Mm-hmm. You know, boy, that's a great thing. Well, maybe we can sneak, you know, even 5 or 6 of the good ones, you know, bring them up to, and it's just like regular football at that point, you know. So I don't know.
That's awesome. Well, hey, good things going on at Lake Michigan Catholic. I'm really excited for you and appreciate you coming in.
Oh, thanks. It's been fun.
All right. We'll talk soon.
All right. Cool. Thanks.
Toby Riley, head football coach, joining us from Lake Michigan Catholic, joining us here on Morning Sports Beat on WSJM Sports.